For Dizzy Gillespie, dedicated to author Ray Brown. There's a man singing under my skin, like a gourd song with a clear voice, singing the silk of a hummingbird deep throat in the silver blades of holy grass. There's a man singing under my skin, like a drum choir wind jamming my blues spot, blowing the dust off my wings, sifting the texture of my nature rich in mahogany, between long chanting fingers, plucking out my ruptured nerve, restringing me. There's a man singing under my skin, like a brass band breast stroking my wings, moving with a bebop eye, hip-hop, scatting on these hanks, charming these cooties, putting some rhythm on these blue notes, swinging low on a sweet chariot, making my spirit rise, jamming and jamming and jamming, jazz jamming, like a poet chewing on a sonnet, rearranging my score. There's a man singing under my skin, dancing. A dancing man under my skin with a boogie-woogie ear, laying down a gypsy string bass line in brass, sun dancing me gold like a Mississippi yam, moving like a Congo waltz, doing the cucaracha with the hoochie-coo. I say, a dancing man with a whole Sahara of tamarind stringing a gospel pearl between my haints and my harmony, between my rapture and my rupture, reconnecting my nerves, my muscles, my bones with the soprano tongue, turning my brass bones to rain. Rainbows. This man, this singing, this dancing under my skin has broken my silence out loud because he saxogrammed my name. Good evening. Very, very happy again to be back at Duff's. I'm grateful for 1994, 93 was mean, but it was good to be alive. And before I begin to do some reading of some of my works, I'd like to make a little special dedication. I never think it's enough to give Arthur Brown's mother some flowers. I never think it's enough for us to give her a little token. So I say to you, Miss Arthur Brown's mother, you gave us Arthur. I know her name. You gave us Arthur, who was among the forerunners, word walkers, a poet. You gave us an intelligent, funny, strained, serious, oh so serious, word man. He put on the breastplate, called it word up, to keep him warm and soft and protected. You gave us Arthur. Arthur gave us you. But you are the real trumpet in the morning. My love and respect to Arthur Brown's family, all y'all. So I'd like at this time to give this token, and that's all it really is, but it's an expression of my love for J. Arthur Brown's mother, James Brown's mother, Catherine, and all her children. Take it for a cat. Thank you for giving us Arthur. Dream eaters, this is a time we are wondering what is going on with young people. I am so tired on the lips of everybody saying, what is happening to this generation? Somebody said that in your generation. Yes, it is not a good piece of history in terms of it makes us feel good to watch them grow. On the other hand, there's a significant, equally or more of another part of young people that have been nurtured, nourished, or who blessed with the spirit of survival. And not only that, but a spirit of mountain climbing that we don't hear much about. Sometimes I wonder, is this the generation that will avenge us? Is this the generation that has to be to save us? It's not about the blood. It's not about the guns and the shooting and the dope. This too will pass. It is about us, you and me, and the little children, and the little children that are in the big children crying out to save me. Some of us just have to watch. Some of us just have to pray. And all time your prayer ain't the prayer that needs to be for the pain. We must live, we must continue, because we understand with this that the struggle is not over. Dream eaters, and it is a sad, sad pain. But this is what time it is. Dream eaters on the edge, yes, broken like glass on the edge. They wear no mask, just the wind. They are the blood runners, dream eaters on the edge. They swallow the moon on the edge, choke the stars on the edge. After dark, they are the war, unlisted soldiers. They are our battle scars on the edge. They celebrate their own rites of passage, avenge their ancestors, revenge the middle passage. They confuse the unjust with the just. On the edge, dream eaters on the edge, they come before daybreak on the edge, they come at high noon on the edge, dream eaters on the edge, on the edge, on the edge, they die empty-handed on the edge, in the street on the edge, in the hot arms of the heat on the edge, they die and die and die and da 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 da. They have no cooling boards and no winding sheets. They just die and die and die with no honor, backs against tomorrow's unborn. We just, with just one crystal tear, trapped in the echo of a mother's scream. Thank you. Feels good to be home. I missed my friends very much. Sometimes you walk around New York, New Jersey. It's okay because nobody knows your name. Nobody knows you. You're just an ordinary person walking around. You got the breastplate just waiting, waiting for the word. You don't worry about where you, who's your friend, who you hang with. It ain't about all of that. Right now, I'm just on a mission. And I'm glad to get home and get to a pit stop. Because we know with struggle comes victory. Am I correct? And every day sometimes you think it's a victory just to wake up. And it's just all right if I'm serious, because you better be very serious right now. That doesn't mean you don't have to smile. We guard these things, things that tear holes in our pockets and hands, things with our faces, things that gather dust in tight spaces that weigh us down, fatigue our eye and mind with time, things that we have too many of. We guard these things that can be thieved from us, burn up, water suck, that wear out, be gone with the wind, things that crack knees and skulls and backbones, things that break circles and families and hearts, things that raise our temperature, blood pressures, and tax. We kill for these things. We lie for these things. We guard these things. Take leave of our mind, our heart for these things. We leave our children unattended. We leave our love unstrung. We guard these things. It's a thing, thing, yin, yang, bang, bang, bang. And we keep guarding these things only to die and leave these things. But you warned us, Jimmy. You never spoke a word of lie. The fire next time. This ugly is knee-deep. All the dry bones. The spirit songs dusted over, watered down, but not dead. These bones gonna rise again. You warned us, Jimmy. The wind reapers have come back unearthed. The rain weepers have no more tears. The seeds hand-sown have come back bloody. There is no harvest. Just another country. You warned us, Jimmy, warned us with the word. You taught us how to dance with the rage, that it is not in the wrestle or the fight, but the fire dance, the holy dance, the foot stompers, feet burning, purifying, getting ready, dance, the fire next time, dance. You warned us, Jimmy, of the second coming, but we got too busy, too high, too busy with these worrisome blues for Mr. Charlie. We got too busy, too high on this imitation of this nation. Too busy, too high, mistaking the chaos above our head for the music. We got too busy, too high. We didn't hear the singing stop and turn to talking. We just got too busy. But you warned us, Jimmy. Never spoke a word of lie. Because this is the next time. The second coming. This fire. This time. Don't take it personal. Just remember, you are part of the fire. You need it. Let's lighten it up a little bit. Let me take you on down to Mississippi. Down to New Orleans and back up to St. Louis and every place else you want to go. Because it's the same hoodoo everywhere you go. Put your hands on me, baby. Put your hands on me, baby. Go on and put your gooby dust all around my feet. Pluck a lock of my hair. You can wear it everywhere. Gonna wring a chicken's neck till it hoops. Sprinkle sea salt under my stoop. Crisscross me with a black cat's bone. Lord, Lord, just makes me want to stay home. Sorcerize me, baby, if you must. Work your ruche enough. Cause I like the way you work your stuff. Oh, you make my juice box run like hot buttered rum. Loves me so good, I wanna skip, jump, and run. Makes me deaf, blind, and dumb. I said, go on and put your hands on me, baby. Squeeze me like you do that eagle on a dollar. Take my whisper to a holler. Turn my minute to an hour. Increase me to the third power. Go on and put your hands on me, baby. Sorcerize me if you must. Work your roots, show enough, baby. Cause I like the way you do your stuff. When you see me coming, go on and click your heels three times with a gree-gree rhyme. But don't you make no wish when you see me coming. Beat your breast three times and make a mojo sign. But don't you make no wish, because it just won't work on a Creole woman fish. So don't make no wish, baby. Go on ahead and put your hands on me, baby. Yeah, you can snake hip me and tear up your face. You know I loves being your amazing grace. So renew me, do me, who do me blues with a hex and a spell and some juju. I said, go on and put your hands on me, baby. And I won't burn no candle, drink no frog eye tea, put no bunker berry leaves up my sleeves, kiss my elbow or hoot all my knees. I won't bathe in no sage, carry no clothes, or X your name for 3 days. I won't search no country man with no loser in a hand to take it off. Just remember when you do who you do, when you do, who do me, cause it just might be you. Gee, Papa, Papa, I'm so glad to share company with Papa. Been a good while. I'm so glad that JD and I share company a whole bunch. We working on the mission. I couldn't ask for anything more. I couldn't ask for a better person and a better musician to work with. And I'm very grateful. I'm very grateful to JD. There are children in the audience, and I'm going to just kind of say this. One is my grandchild, one is my cousin, and for those that are not here, I can name them all. My friend Lee's son, Ramos. So I just want to say something about the color of love. And it's you can relax. It's not real heavy. Because love ain't heavy. We make love heavy with all of the conniving and stupid stuff that we do. Love is just what it is. You either love somebody or you don't. The rest of it ain't. Take it on down to the Mississippi with all the rest of the shit. Somebody said. You know what's so strange? But before you lay down and get your cooling board and wine and sheet, it feel real good if somebody expressed that they love you. We think that is real stupid. Why? We got to question that. I don't know if I love you back or not. Well, I want to tell everybody I love them for I have to leave here. And I would advise all of you to do that. So you can be like these little children. What color is love? It's yellow. It's orange with purple stripes. A rainbow that's bright is out of sight. That laughs out loud. Like busting loose, shining like the sun, or a new pair of shoes is a song, a poem, a story, a dance. It's even romance. Believe it, it is. It's a father, a mother, a sister, brother, a friend, because that's better than money to spend. It's round and square, and when you're sick or hurt, it mends and repair. And you can take it any old way. It makes you feel good and others too. What color is love? It's yellow, it's orange, purple stripes, rainbow that's bright, it's out of sight. Most of all, it's a feeling just right. Please don't be afraid to love. Let go of whatever it is in your heart, about anybody, about yourself, and just love somebody. Start with yourself. I'm not gonna preach. I am just going to read an excerpt of some work that I'm doing for my book. And it's very rough draft, but I think I should share it with the people in St. Louis, my friends and my enemies. I come back to the stain, the blood stain banner that Jesus promised to wash. I come back to the cold, blistering winds that cast bone chill spells, where one amber eyeball blinked, jumped out of socket, and busted up a raw, flush blue sky, where the church bell echoed, waking the houses all in a row in the village square, and the morning did a blackout, drunk on a cup of innocent tears. Where the crowd gathered and whispered. I come back to collect my shadows, my eyes, my echoes, where one silly voice roamed around in a young soldier boy's wounded ear, breathed and stole an old red man's son and a woman's second heartbeat beat. Where pain suffered little brown girls to come, where the crowd gathered and the whispered. I come back where the blue vein boys with fat pink faces and tin badges and tiny eyes with short sight search for lies, whiskeys and rye and Saturday night lightning and a butcher knife and red glass dice search for a two-fisted nigger knuckle sandwich doing a black on red, like a beer on tap and a Saturday night hangover where the dry bones rise. Oh, I come back where the crowd gather and whisper. I come back to collect my footprints where children skip rope and the cracks in the sidewalk and the rhythm of double dutch, hopscotch, mud pies, and a hot tamale man. I come back to mamas and daddies and white picket fence and skate trucks and rock throwing boys, picnics and barbecues and backyard vaudevilles, clean, washed laundry on the line. I come back to the last night before, when there wasn't no robbers at my door. I come back to patch my quilt. I come back to touch the hem of my shadow, turn the blood leaf pages ivory, smooth out the wrinkles, reckon with the rains. Oh, I come back. I come back to make myself whole, to reclaim myself. Because death rushed in, snatched a breath, left me in awe, and I learned it will always make another visit. I saw death rush in, move with a fast ear, came with grave intent. Just stopped by, didn't knock. Soon one morning, in the dead of winter, we had church on the mind and we're piecing ourselves together to get there. It was swift, not like a thief in the night. By high noon, it was all over. The church was saying amen and we didn't make it. By high noon, it was all over. And God, well, I suppose he was resting. All that was left was Sunday in January, winter with loose teeth. All that was left was the echo, the yelling and screaming had escaped into the wall. All that was left was Sunday in January, winter cold, lean as old Job's turkey. All the love in this house had not been swallowed up. All in the name of God, the Sabbath and God was conducting this kind of business on the Sabbath, such tragic business on the Sabbath, and I thought he was resting on the Sabbath. All my child play and giggles had instantly turned to mold in my brand new pink chenille robe. My smiles and crystal clear eyes fell into my blood-soaked hair. My bow ribbons got run. My prince's slip got sawed. All that was left was one Vaseline-streaked patent leather shoe dangling off my left foot. And I lay between the staircase and the front door. The blood issued out of the holes in my back. And I was stabbed, yes, stomped, the smell of feces. I had the shit stomped out of me, smushed into my pink Chanel robe. Blood soaking fear, shock, terror. All that was left was Sunday and January. My father's blood flowed like a whisper from his jugular vein, and his black hair as a rushing river rushed to join mine. My mother's screams froze in her eyes, hung like icicles scared to melt. On her knees, her mouth gapped open like a catfish with locked jaws. My sister perched in a paralyzed crouch behind the stairs. It was Sunday, January, and the Sabbath. And all that was left was Sunday, January, and the Sabbath. I found out where God was, though. God was resting all right on the Sabbath. He was sitting up in Uncle Brother's head, talking to him, paying us no never mind. And Uncle Brother was listening too hard, too much to God this time. Now done with listening, he was standing upright with his little knife no bigger than a nail file, still clutched in his small, stubby hands, dripping with the blood of my father, with the blood of my blood. If he just hadn't listened to God this time, I could have never figured out why, what made God and Uncle Brother so friendly. The temperature in the house dropped. All the clocks stopped dead in their ticking. 10 a.m. The window dressed with white argandy steamed up and cried. The kitchen table, a still life sketch. Breakfast was over. The family portrait face down on the upright piano. A blood spot pressed middle C. The Christmas tree leaned. Three bubble lights still blinked. The thigh slapping southern silver tone quartet was humming soft in time in the low static over the new RCA radio combination doing hush, hush, Somebody's calling my name. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord. What shall I do? Uncle Brother moved straight back. Stepped gingerly over Daddy face down. Soft shooed across the room. Through Daddy's blood, making scarlet footprints as he picked them up and set them down on the new rug. He picked up the telephone receiver, dialed zero in a deep, resonant voice, baritone voice like his song. He spoke, "Please, come now. I have saved them. I have killed them. I'm ready. My work is finished." And I said, and I said, "Hush." I said, "Hush. Somebody's calling my name." I said, "Hush. Oh, hush. Somebody's calling my name. Oh, my Lord. What shall I do? 'Cause I escaped with no life jacket, 'cause God was watching me and he wasn't talking." I'm gonna do this one piece, Mimi, for my grandmother, who's also part of the book, and then I'll close with this poem. Yeah, thank you. She saw tomorrow. In time, woman time, mother time. Like her mother Mary before, like her mother's mother, before Mother Mary. She saw tomorrow. She had a righteous eye and an ear with an echo, a seventh sense. She could see the sunrise in the sparrow's eyes. She could hear the daylight fall into the arms of night, feel the moon creep up and rescue the dark. She saw tomorrow. In time, woman time, mother time, like her mother's mother's before Mother Mary. She knew time like she knew Jesus, like she knew Joshua and her 13 babies. Woman time, mother time. She could feel it like the long, dark fingers of her ancestors, feel it like the fire shut up in her bones. She knew it. She could smell it. She could smell it like trouble, like a fresh storm brewing. She could taste it like the honey in a wood water rock, like the red clay in the bottoms that she dusted her lips with now and again. Oh, she knew time. Like the inside of her palm, like the leaves that settled in her teacup, like the crystal in her children's tears, like the fear in her man's sweat. She knew time with every seed she carried and every one she buried. She, with every ear she pierced and strand of hair that she cut on the new moon. Oh, she saw time. In time, woman time, time, mother time, seen eye time, like the sign she knew time, the peculiar witchcraft of oppression. She knew it to be the scream wrapped tightly in a sigh, like a song singing a secret, a drum roll pumping a heartbeat, a prayer without a word. She knew, she knew, she knew life. Only promises to be death. Struggle's greatest invention to be victory. Or she knew time. She knew love to be nature's remedy. Like she knew light to be the source of energy. Or she saw tomorrow in time, seen our time. Or she knew time. She knew time to be a matter of time, that all be appointed by time, that ungodly deeds would be done in the name of God, that freedom like truth crushed would also rise, that the tears of the unloved would come back, turn to blood. That the innocent, like the guilty, would have to drink, the rage be the broken mirror of peace. She knew time to be a matter of time, the unholy institutions to be unnecessary, the corner foundations to be confounded, that the vanity of man's order is to be in disorderly conduct, that the vanity of man's law to be lawless, that man, like the monkey, would cut shines and cables, foot slip and be swallowed by folly and eat dung like hamburger. She knew time to be a matter of time. She knew time like the wind changed, but never ceased that time to be different from times, that religion to be different from righteousness, that every spirit is not spiritual. She knew time like the wind changes, but never cease. Or she knew that man would try to hold time, try time, record time, mark time, change time, ignore time, try to hold full time in little bitty pieces. She knew. She saw tomorrow and yesterday in time, woman time, like a mother's, 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 mother's before her, before Mother Mary. She was a spirit time song, inherited singing in the bloodline, revival passing down, time rich like pot liquor. She was a spirit song like Mother Earth. Can't no grave hold her spirit, a woman's spirit down. I'm happy, like I said, to be able to be at Duff's. Michael Castro has worked so hard for so many years on this series, and I think he deserves a hand. Another person who's usually on this series, it seems like I'm gonna come here again when I'm not celebrating, when they don't have a sign saying celebrate the dead, because Arthur is very much alive with me. I come here because I miss him, and that's the way I can get in touch with him sometimes. But I want to come here sometimes and just read when it's not the Arthur Brown Memorial. I know I can do that. I hear poetry's on the rise and moving again in St. Louis, like all over the country during the 60s and 70s. I encourage all of the poets. There's some people that I don't see, and since I'm out of town right now, I don't know when I'll be back. I might be back tomorrow. Might be back next year. Might fool some people and be back. But it won't be to go backwards. I do want to say that I am very happy to see a woman that really helped me when I had an art center. Not that she gave me so much money, but she gave me a lot of moral support that helped me hold that place together for 3 years. I passed there the other day, and a tear fell because I loved that. That was my heart and joy, but I realized my mission was much broader than that, and that's... Miss Mosby, who's not Miss Mosby right now, but Sheila Mosby. I'm just glad to see you. That's all. I'm just acknowledging people. I'm acknowledging my friend Valerie. And I'm not dismissing those other friends that I love dearly, that I've slept many painful nights on the telephone or somewhere sitting across from me eating and shared laughs and joy. But there's certain people that have come to your rescue when maybe they didn't even know it. Miss Valerie Smith is one of those persons. Sometimes I feel like picking up the phone, but I can't pay the phone bill and just call up and say, hi, Valerie. Hang a bright light out for me today. And I want to thank my family for being here and my grandson. It's all right. I come out the church where it's based on this program for everybody. All right. I'm glad to see the old faces and the not so old faces and the new faces. I hope Duff keeps doing this, and I'm sure it will. And Karen Duffy is just a jewel. She saved me this evening. You know, sometimes you just want somebody to say, how you feel? Is it anything I can do for you? Everybody can't do that. But I don't know how she sensed that I was really feeling bad when I came in and just needed that cup of soup. Thank you, Karen. Yeah, and all the rest of my friends and loved ones, glad Rudy got back in town. I just can't name everybody because I know a lot of people. And I love lifted me and sometimes it's put me way down in the ground. I'm just now trying to come back from some love. But I ain't gonna stop loving that person and nobody else. This is a spirit poem. Beating my breasts like a drum. Talking up a storm coming hoop-looped in crazy hearts. Painted red cloud and black elk singing Geronimo. Thank you, Pop. Yeah. Speaking the great tongue of Earth Mother Rainbow. Listening to Skywalker's pray for Leonard Peltier wounded in the knee and heart. With the water buffalo, spread eagle, say this is a spirit poem. Before the terrorists came. When a mountain carried a wind song in its bosom and the valley cradled the footprints of God and bird and beast and field and flower and man and sky were family. This is a spirit poem before the terrorists came. Humpback and foot hoop riding the iron horse, the taste of power in their left hand, foaming at the mouth and a killing eye. I say, this is a spirit poem doing a flashback. Beating the hell out of truth with a sack full of tricks and treaties, signed in blood and lies and peace broken like glass. I say this is a spirit poem, a poem with the memory doing a flashback. Singing squaw stealing and blood mixing with nature moaning men, red dead feathers in their head on reservations and rations. This is a spirit poem. Before the terrorists came. This is a spirit poem beating my breast like a drum, hot like juju. This is a sweating poem, a souling poem, dragon swan songs in silence like night and rusted chains with no grace, pulling the weeping and the wailing like billows rolling and breakers dashing through muddy waters, bloody ones go like yams. I say this is a spirit poem before the terrorists came. With screaming in the eye, rocking and rolling time of renegades and runaways and the Arkansas brown skinned soldiers, purple faces, black hands in a desperate land and she-wrapped clans, knees scarred and circles broken. This is a sweating poem, a souling poem, a hanging poem and a raping poem, a court and elder poem, a charging poem, charging the terrorists and thieves with stolen property and stolen birthrights and people and dreams and visions, choking saints with Jesus in a gunny sack. This is a sweating poem, a souling poem, an old long time ago right now poem, talking about shingles and shit, true grit and grime and dirty hearts and hands and pimps playing God and nasty on the smooth greens of Capitol Hill. Yes, while peasants pay dues and bills with no rights. This is a spirit poem, a poem with a memory doing a flashback, a sweating soul and screaming poem, screaming war, what for? Hiroshima, Vietnam, Grenada, El Salvador, Nicaragua, Panama, South Africa, Bosnia, Somalia, America, Desert Storm on the street, America, St. Louis, New York, Alabama, California. This is a screaming poem, heaving in my bosom, beating my breast three times. Hail and Mary, don't you weep and wail. A yelling and screaming, a breakdown, a rapping poem. This is a today poem, a spirit poem, doing a drum call, drum talking in word and rhythm, and sometimes rhyme calling men, women, and children with short eyes and wrists and lips and hearts ringing like rags. This is a today poem, and somebody just got to be blessed. This is a today poem, and somebody just got to be blessed. A woman calling poem to walk in her grace through her storm, suck up the light, drink fresh water, take her place in the sun and be healed. This is a today poem, a calling poem, a man calling poem to rise up, make his bed, gather his courage, his strength and tenderness, his lawns, his babies, his women, and be healed. This is a today poem, a children calling poem to soak in the sunshine of their nowness, feel the power of their visions and dreams, sing a love song for their tomorrows unborn and be healed. This is a today poem, a calling poem, a prophet, preacher, priest, politician, physician calling poem to be healed. This is a today poem, and somebody's just got to be blessed. This is not a revelation poem, but a revolution poem. Only because revolutions are born out of the evolution of every generation, this poem may never be heard, but it will keep on hearing. This poem may never be seen, but it will keep on seeing. This poem. So don't try to kill this poem. Just keep writing this poem. I thank you, and I love you. And turn to somebody next to you and say, I love you. Yeah. J.D. Perrin. Papa Glenn Wright. Thank you very much, Redmond. Everybody in the house. Love in the house.